America. And even the zoo is involved. The headlines proclaim, "Foreign clowns in Kunming Zoo." Marco Polo would have had a field day. "Getting rich is glorious," Deng Xiaoping said, launching China's new economic dragon on its consumerist path nearly 30 years ago. But the word in Kunming's Green Lake Park is that spring air, inner balance, dancing and falling in love might be even better.
The writer Ramesh Gunasekaran was recalling Kunming in this week's essay series Unknown Cities. And tomorrow it's the turn of Venora Bennett to wax lyrical about Mahachkala in Dagestan, beyond the mountains and these days on the brink. That's the essay tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45. 11 o'clock, this is BBC Radio 3 and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Well, believe it or not, Van Dyke Parks was 70 in January and he's got a new album out next month. It's called Songs Cycled and it comes 45 years after his debut album, Song Cycle. In both albums, he says, there was a maverick on the loose and, well, long may that maverick thrive, I say. That track, Sassafras, he says, captures all I love about the youth I spent in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. It's a roll in the grass, plus my obsession with studio technique, sound effects with tuneful percussion I first heard in 1948 in the music of Spike Jones. Well, I'm going to be playing more from Song Cycle throughout this week. And on the 5th of May, Van Dyke Parks will be at the I'll Be Your Mirror Festival in London if you get a chance to go along to that. So, hello again. Welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to another week of Late Junction. I'm here Tuesday to Thursday, 11 till half past midnight. Now, here's a piece which Homayoun Sahi, a rubab player from Afghanistan, wrote for his daughter. And if she's anything like the music, she's fun and beautiful. This is Zuhal's song.
anoga yel du boreka igar gyoko kachong geral misil miteri maygo kargo chanten de tumbutu sal misil miteri maygo argo kana tambok tol blele sudan seria maygo argo ko inda gawo gari seria tambo daske godoti tumbutal waliji jangu hinjanda waranje chindi hinje go wanga tambok tol blele sudan wani kursi jambi hano kam ko yoba kata jumbere be ko jentender le misil metere ye din her ko e kin wa ma wuner fandora da e kin wa ma wuner fandora kam ko yoba wuner fandora fondora je comio wo huner fondora ji koyo wo huner fondora e wo huner fondora e wo huner fondora
ji koyo wo huner fondora
wala wogar harise yanda ura ho gujar guru bibi baga kore je wotu wor jatu wona defo bara yer fur yer doyo yer go ne bomo kor ko tala no yer hinay kur anno yer gabi kur nda chawno no yer chaw ndal man no yero mayga da bayre non er ko no gerse me wala wala yer furiyet do de jetta kottu kulim baga ko do miro do wala wala yemma joyer banda yer habi hanno gore go ka jumburge kargo go jentan yer sal muslimi tere yer cerbundi ger ko serko go ko yer se do re Nina bara yer se koine
Samba Touré, like so many musicians, expresses his worries and fears about the upheavals in his homeland of Mali in his music. Killers and thieves leave our roads, he sings. Looters, rapists and betrayers leave our roads. That was a track called Fondera from his new album Albala, which is out next month. And before that, music from Afghanistan by the rabab player Homayoun Sahi, a piece he dedicated to his daughter and called it after her, Zuhal's Song. Peter Banks, the first guitarist with Yes, died last month. I've unearthed a BBC session which he was on for John Peel's Top Gear for Radio 1, recorded in January 1969. And here, Yes play music from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story.
know. There's something to any day. I will know right away. Soon as it's you. Coming to any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows.
Well, that was the sound of Yes in session for Radio 1 in January 1969 and included Peter Banks, their first guitarist, who died last month. Well, nearly 30 years later, Peter wrote sleeve notes for a commercial release of some of the BBC sessions, saying how those recordings showed how Yes began to develop a style that was, for its time, astoundingly diverse and eclectic. He called it the thieving magpie approach. Grab some of this piece and graft it onto another. It should have sounded like musical anarchy, he said, but it worked. Mostly. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Do drop us a line, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Always glad to hear from Yes fans too. Now, Celina de Piedade comes from Portugal. She fell in love with the accordion when she was a child. She's passionate about traditional songs and dances. And here she is with Calimero e a Pera Beda.
Deste-me uma pera verde, estava a meio de madurar. Pera verde, minha verde pera, não me venhas enganar. Pera verde, minha verde pera, não me venhas enganar. Não me venhas enganar. A mim não. Não, pera verde, minha verde pera, amor do meu coração. Pera verde, minha verde pera, amor do meu coração.
Pera verde, minha Thank you.
That's Edinburgh-based band Brass Jaw, who I had the great pleasure of sharing a journey with in Norway last month, and Brave Souls. They played on a stage made of snow and had a very good time in the process. That's from their album Branded, a number called Rochester Rumble, which was composed by their trumpeter Ryan Quigley. And they followed on from the Portuguese singer and accordion player Celina da Piedade and a number called Calimero e a Piera Vedo.
How sweet to be a cloud floating in the blue.
Lying awake late the other night, looked up, it was a little cloud from which a gold string was dangling. You know, I gave the string a little pull just to see what was on the other end. Just then a voice come down to me, says, "Hey now, don't you wanna be my friend and float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair? Float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Yet ta 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 ta." You see, I'm just a happy little cloud. I laugh and I float and I sing my song, but the other clouds don't like me none. They say I am behaving very wrong. See, a cloud's supposed to be sad, to cry and weep and tear his hair and all. It don't matter how hard I try, I can't get the first little tear to fall. Oh, float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. He said, "Hey, I like you, little cloud. You are a nice little fellow, yes. You're making some kind of joke," said the cloud. "Now can't you see I'm wearing such a pretty dress? You see, I am the prettiest little chick cloud that you'd find anywhere up above. I just dropped in on you a while. See if you could give me some kind of love and float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Yet ta 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 ta." Just then the chief cloud come into view and says, "Girl, now what you think you're doing there? I've told you so many times before. You just don't seem at all to care. You know you should be floating up above now. Don't let me catch you down here again." And as my cloud rolled out of view, there come falling down a gentle shower of rain. Happy rain come falling down. Every drop as it fell it smiled, and throwing back its head began singing, "Come float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Float with me to distant lands, wondrous and fair. Yet ta 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 ta."
Thank you.
Sunken Foal is the recording name of the Irish composer Dunk Murphy, who studied generative audio techniques at the University of Limerick, and his album Friday Syndrome was released last year. That track, Colloidal Glass, features on a new compilation of contemporary music from Ireland called On the Nature of Electricity and Acoustics. And before that, we were back in 1967 with the incredible string band and Mike Heron's Little Cloud from the album The 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion. Some good album titles going on here today. Anna Thorvaldsdottir is one of Iceland's best-known composers. This is a short hymn setting by her, 17th-century words, Hear Us, O God, on High. It's a piece first performed at the Dark Music Days Festival in 2007, and it's sung here by a choir from Northern Iceland called Hymnodia.
Hear us, O God, on high. with a wound in my mouth. I desert you, desert you. Spend, spend. Loved ones, I buried alive with a mouthful of thorns.
La la la,
عاشر فيل الوان دموع انترنو ماريو سيو Quand je ferme les yeux j'ai envie de pleurer je me rappelle la guerre les longues nuits sans sommeil les longues nuits sans secours
Clearly there, my dear city, far away from me, between us lies the sea and the ocean. And before that, sound is the chosen home of the stranger, says Mikhail Karikas, that is, sound is my new home, a wanderer, the place where I grow thin from dreaming. And other voices on that track included Elaine Michener and the East West Symphonic Choir, with field recordings made in the Swiss Alps. And Michal followed a hymn setting by the Icelandic composer Anna Thorvaldsdottir, sung by the Icelandic choir Hymnodia. Now, Riona Connolly is an Irish musician based in Manchester. She's played and sang with lots and lots of different bands, but now she's got her own album out. It's called Black Lung, and from that, this is The Old Miner.
Oh, there's old Maynard, and who will take my place below? And who will follow the trepanner? Oh dear God. Oh, who will wield this heavy peg that I did wield for 40 years? And who will hew the black, black coal? Oh, dear God. When I go,
Thank you.
The great Indian bansuri player Ronu Majumdar with tabla player Abhijit Banerjee, and the devotional Rag Jain Jyoti, which comes from a classic album, Lady Astride the Tiger. And they followed Riona Connolly, emerging from numerous bands she's played with, to have her own solo album now. It's called Black Lung. And I'm sure you're going to catch her on tour before too long. There are dates on her website and a nice feature about her too in the current issue of F-Roots magazine. I came across a CD of laments or songs of remembrance, some of them composers writing on the death of another composer. This is a piece Ochahim wrote, a lament on the death of composer Gilles Bargeois in 1460. Death, you have wounded with your dart the father of joyousness, Bargeois, model of goodness. The Clerks Group here are conducted by Edward Wickham.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a track from a new solo album from the Estonian guitarist Robert Jurjendal of the Weekend Guitar Trio fame, a track called Au Lever, or Over the Water. And I'll play you some more from that album, which is called Source of Joy, later on this week. Before that, the Hungarian singer Agi Soloki, Kita Banot Elat, whoever is touched by grief when they are young will live with it forever. And first of all there, a piece written by the composer Ocherhem to mark the death of another composer, Gilles Barchois. Mort, tu as navré, death, you have wounded. And tomorrow I'll be playing a piece written by Josquin when Ocherhem himself died. Lamenting tonight with the pianist Pat Thomas, who's part of John Russell's Mopamoso tour. Now, that stands for Modernism, Postmodernism, So What, which got underway earlier on tonight in Birmingham. There's free improv each night from local musicians and the lineup of Alex Ward, Kay Grant, the Alison Blunt Trio, Pat Thomas, Keith Tippett, Evan Parker, John Russell and John Edwards. They're in Brighton tomorrow, Oxford on Friday, Saturday in Bristol, Sunday in Sheffield and on Monday the 29th there in Newcastle and on Tuesday the 30th in Manchester. Improvising is what is important to me, says John Russell, who's been running this for 21 years, because it's the closest I get to what music is. Well, here's Pat Thomas with part of the Al-Khwarizmi variations, and I hope you can join me again tomorrow night at 11. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Good morning from me, Susan Sharp. Good to have your company through the night. I've opera for you for the best part of the next 3 hours by a Polish composer, Prince Józef Michał Poniatowski, whose father was the nephew of the last king of Poland. Poniatowski died in London in 1873, and the opera of his we're going to hear is Pierre de' Medici. It's set in the early 14th century and opens in Pisa. Pierre has arrived from Florence to ask for the hand of the beautiful Laura Salviati, a cousin of the Grand Inquisitor, but Laura loves Pierre's brother Julian. Pierre makes a triumphal entrance in the Grand Hall of the Medici Palace, and in a symbolic gesture his brother gives him the keys to the city. Soon after, Pierre's left alone with the Grand Inquisitor and asks him for Laura's hand, promising to share his power with him. Now the action moves to Laura's room and we hear her singing a love aria. Julian, who's learnt of his brother's plans, tries without success to get Laura to escape with him from Tuscany.